From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. A growing number of Missouri public defenders are refusing to take on new cases after the Missouri Supreme Court last month suspended one of its lawyers. KCUR's Dan Margulies has more.
The court punished the lawyer for neglecting some of his clients while he was in and out of the hospital. Public defenders represent indigent clients in criminal cases, and like most public defenders, the Columbia lawyer had a huge caseload. That's because Missouri provides less funding for the system than any other state except Mississippi.
They've just demonstrated they're going to prosecute us, and the Supreme Court has just demonstrated that they're going to punish us.
That's Michael Barrett, director of the Missouri Public Defender System. He says many public defenders just can't risk the prospect of punishment by taking on additional clients. Earlier this year, the ACLU sued the state for underfunding the system, saying it faces an urgent constitutional crisis. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol has historically been made up of largely white males. Now, patrol leaders say they want a more diverse force, something especially important in an era when police shootings continue to generate attention. St. Louis Public Radio cites statistics showing 94% of state troopers are white, and about 5% are women. Patrol Recruitment Director Roger Whitler says efforts are in place to bring in more diverse recruits. The city of Columbia never warned Brian Coley, owner of Coley's American Bistro, that it would be tearing up the street in front of his business. The city began construction on 6th Street on August 22nd as a part of the Flat Branch Sewer Replacement Project. Coley said he showed up that day to find contractors blocking off the street in front of his restaurant. The street has been closed ever since, from Elm Street to Broadway, and Coley said he has noticed a decline in customers. He said the construction has affected his business for 4 MU home football games and the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival, and he said it is especially frustrating that the city doesn't seem to be making much progress. He said no work was done for a full 3 weeks. Public Works Department spokesman Barry Dalton said the city does not directly notify individual residents or business owners about road closures. As Columbia has expanded in recent years, so has the need for affordable housing. Data from Columbia Housing Program shows that 57% of renters in Columbia are housing cost burdened, meaning they spend over 30% of their monthly income on housing costs. The city is pursuing plans to purchase 3 vacant lots and an alley along 3rd Avenue to pave way for this new housing. Nonprofits can then build and maintain affordable single-family homes for low to moderate income residents. Additional plans exist at the neighborhood level to repurpose the alley for community space if the housing is built. The city would buy the lots for $45,625 using federally provided community housing and development grant funds. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.